AM Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Montreal is facing extreme heat. Temperatures on Monday, June 23rd, reached 46 degrees with the Humidex. Environment and Climate Change Canada issued a heat warning, and the Quebec Health Ministry advised people to stay cool and hydrated to avoid heat-related illness. One Concordian professor, Dr. Lengzhu Leon Wang, is warning that those in denser, low-income areas with older buildings are particularly vulnerable during extreme weather.
I mean, those regions and buildings we call vulnerable buildings or communities in the context of heat waves.
Wang is the associate director for the Center for Zero Energy Building Studies. His research focuses on making buildings more resilient to extreme weather events like heat waves. Wang explains that areas like Rosemont, Park Extension, and here in Côte de Neige, where older buildings are grouped closer together, absorb more heat and create risks for residents.
In the past few years, we've been collecting data across Montreal, including schools, long-term care homes, hospitals, and social housing.
Wang is advocating that municipal and national building codes account for more extreme heat, with factors like better insulation, retrofits, and cooling systems.
We need more efforts and investment, right? To, I think, at least from government or municipality, so that we can have better buildings and community, and in terms of policy making and developing policy, we can help the, in particular, low-income communities to retrofit their building. And also on the community level, provide emergency services, like say, if the building is not ready for heat waves, in the community level, can we provide some guidance or support, like we call probably some local cooling services.
He suggests that with climate change increasing the frequency of extreme weather events, these considerations are vital for health and safety. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good evening and welcome back to On the Right Track. I'm DJ Zona and you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM. Today I'm not going to be focusing on any particular genre, but instead I want to talk to you guys about Escapade Music Festival, which was last weekend in Ottawa. I was there. It was so much fun. It was a great time. It was also just like stupidly hot the whole time, with like the sun plus like the heat of being in a crowd of people and also jumping around like a maniac. But yeah, today I'm going to be going through all the sets that I personally attended at Escapade. It's not going to focus on one particular theme, but it's going to kind of go across a little bit of a range of genres. There is quite a lot of rhythm, dubstep, and drum and bass. As we know, I really like those genres. But there's also a little bit of house, a little bit of techno. I think you guys are going to like it. So anyways, I'll get into some more stories about the festival afterwards, but I'm going to kick things off with Ottawa's very own DJ Hamro.
Put you on it. and all you see is. out your brain and scrape the graveyard.
Cinéma Public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
Join us Tuesday nights at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd.
Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, Tuesday nights at midnight, right here on 1690 AM, CJLO.
CJLO, so cool, we're from the future.
Okay, so that was Hamro, Sota, Level Up with Vastiv and Company. Although Vastiv did play back-to-back Benda, and Level Up played back-to-back Company, which, incredible set. The headliner for day one was actually Subtronics, but I did not include a Subtronics song, first of all, because I don't have a lot of time and there's a lot of music I want to get through today. And second of all, because I need to make a PSA about the Subtronics crowds. As not an actual PSA, obviously, but just for anyone listening, the Subtronics crowd was completely awful. People were shoving, people were pushing, people were being super rude and like elbowing each other. It was just really, really not fun. And that's not what dubstep crowds are supposed to be like. Like the entire day was so, so, so cool. And then as soon as the Subtronic set is coming on, suddenly the vibes are just awful and it was just not very plur. And there comes a point, I think, in certain like EDM circles where a DJ becomes so famous that suddenly their crowd is mainstream and it doesn't hold the values that the scene is supposed to hold anymore. And so I have nothing against Subtronic. I think he's a great DJ. I think that his sets are a lot of fun. I think the messages he puts into the world are very important. However, if you like Subtronic, you still have to abide by the values of rave culture. You still have to be nice to people. Please, if you're going to a Subtronic set, stop being rude. Like, it's not that difficult, guys. Please remember plur. Anyways, that was my only issue with day one, was the Subtronic crowd. But other than that, day one was super cool. It was the least hot of all 3 days. And there was also Level Up and Hamro also both played at the after party, which was incredible. And yeah, without further ado, I'm going to get into day two, and I'm going to kick things off with a Jessica Ottefred hard techno VIP. So Jessica Ottefred is got to be one of my favorite dubstep DJs, and I love the way that she genre blends with hard techno especially. But at the beginning of her set, she made an announcement that she had lost her USBs and wouldn't be able to play her own tracks. So she did end up doing a back-to-back with YDG, which was a lot of fun. However, in honor of Jessica's hard techno genre blending, here is her hard techno VIP with Samplifier.
Oh, in fact, was bass. 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 And it was eventually discovered that the major ingredient was bass. Discovered that the major ingredient was bass.
what power is this?
They want it!
Please.
Yeah.
All right, so for anyone who may have just tuned in, that is a wrap on day two of Escapade Music Festival, at least for the sets that I saw. There were, unfortunately, a lot of sets that I had to miss because there was just so much good stuff going on. But anyways, you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM, and this is On the Right Track. So after that, Jessica Audifred track, then it was Infect who played next, and Infect is so iconic in the rhythm scene, and that was really reflected in his set, and especially in the vibes of the crowd during his set. Everyone was so in the vibes, and there were mosh pits, but not those, like, really aggressive, like, gym bro-y dubstep mosh pits. No, I'm talking about, like, the rhythm mosh pits, the jumping around, everyone doing high knees. We were opening up dance circles. People were doing gymnastics inside the dance circles. My friend did a backflip right before a drop, and some other guy did some sort of gymnast routine. Like, we thought we were opening up the pit for a wall of death, and then suddenly a guy starts, like, bounding down this this path that we created in the crowd, doing, like, round offs and flips and all of this kind of stuff. It was so cool. Yeah, the Infect set was absolutely crazy. And then after that, I went to go see Casablanca, and it was my first time seeing Casablanca. And they were incredible. I don't usually take myself to the house stage at music festivals, because I'm not usually the biggest fan of house. I like music that's got a lot going on and that's very bass heavy. Not that I dislike house, just, you know, I have my preferences. But Casablanca was a very good mix of, like, house and techno, and their set was so engaging. And so what I didn't know about Casablanca was that they live mix everything. Like, they are on stage and they have their synthesizers and all of their decks and everything, and they are doing it as they go, which was incredible. Their set was so much fun. And after that, we had to run all the way across the festival grounds, all the way back to the base stage for, of course, Wooly. Wooly was absolutely crazy. The song that you heard was Chaos Theory by Grizz and Wooly. And Wooly, he loves playing for us. Like, he loves playing in Canada. He shouted out Quebec. He shouted out Montreal. His set was so much fun. And after that, it was DJ Snake's alter ego, The Outlaw, which I didn't know what to expect. I did absolutely zero research on The Outlaw before seeing this set. But because it was DJ Snake, we thought it was going to get super crowded. But honestly, the vibes were incredible. And the whole set was, like, DJ Snake, he was playing dubstep. He even threw in some rhythm. It was a lot of hard techno, which I was losing my mind over. The hard techno was great. Some raw style, some, like, bordering on hard style at a couple of points. But anyways, it was super, super cool. If you have a chance to see The Outlaw, I highly recommend it. Like, that set was completely insane and so, so worth it. And yeah, so that's a wrap on day two of Escapade. And next up, I'm gonna get you guys started on day three, which was by far the hottest day of the festival. But the music was just so good, I couldn't stop dancing. So I hope you guys are ready for a lot of drum and bass.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Listen to Madonna Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madantok-Wright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
For generations, we've farmed the finest artisanal homegrown campus radio in the greater Montreal area, celebrating 150 years of CJLO 1690 AM. It's a family tradition.
Shout. Seen them talking up my name, but I ain't giving them the clout. I don't know what all them fuckers talking shit to me about. Fuck it, I ain't fussy past the Henny and the Julio. You do as you wish, I'm on my bill, another DB flow. Either way, we're out tonight, I'm trying to make a movie. If the club ain't fucking open, then I'm raving in the studio. Shubs in the booth, in my hand, two cups and a suit. All the gal them stuck to the kid, rude boy should have stuck to the truth. Mixed vodka with the sips, all fuck round, mixed cognac with the boost. Steps out, jump in the whip, got 10 things in the back of the coupe. Safe, tell them I'm watch, great mic, then clipping next watch. Go blind when I start, I can't watch. Bit of light 16 and breeze. I'm from ends where something gets popped. That's mushrooms, bullets and ease. I'm from ends where something gets cropped. That's pictures, pussy and trees. Then I'm raving in the studio. Fuck it, I ain't fussy past the Henny and the Julio. You do as you wish, I'm on my bill, another DB flow. Either way, we're out tonight, I'm trying to make a movie. If the club ain't fucking open, then I'm raving in the studio. Yeah, sleeping on me, get beat up. If you heard I was with your girl, just know I'm tearing them cheeks up. I don't care about your man, babe, where he's from or what he does. In the studio at like 6 a.m, just praying nobody sees us. And it ain't right, flying until daylight. Take the booth and I take flight, it looks like we're in for a great night. Little scruffy skin, Escali, treating Manny like it's Cali. Burning Reaper in the taxi, now my jeans are full of baggy. Then I'm raving in the studio. Raving in the studio.
motherfuckers got. Check it. Check it.
Click, 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 clack, clack, clack. the sounds of my lyrical cat. It goes click, 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 clack, clack, clack. That's the sounds of my lyrical cat. It goes click, 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 clack, clack, clack. That's the sounds of my lyrical cat. It goes click, 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 clack, clack, clack. That's the sounds of my lyrical cat.
Switch.
It goes click, 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 clack, clack, clack.
Rockin' and skankin'.
Drop the dynamite and then run.
Bun
fire, bun fire, bun fire, bun. Bun fire, bun fire, bun fire, bun.
Drop the dynamite and then run.
Drop the dynamite and then run.
Bun fire, 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 bun fire,
bun fire, bun fire, bun fire, bun fire. Dynamite and then
fire, bun, fire, bun, fire, bun.
So, unfortunately, I am completely out of time. I don't even get to really discuss day three. But thank you so much for listening. And tune in next week for some more festivals at CJLO 1690 AM. This has been On the Right Track.